Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
So all the new faces and all the new minds coming together, what was your feeling overall of how well you guys worked together?
I thought it was okay. Obviously, it could be a whole lot better. With more time, you know, more focus, more attention to, you know, the minor details, and with obviously, you know, with more execution. But overall, I felt it was okay. You know, it wasn't bad, it wasn't great. Definitely a lot to build on. I did see that much.
What did Adrian do well
at you? You know, we didn't have too much action, you know, throughout the course of the game at the safety position. You know, we just tried to make sure. Well, one thing I know he did well for sure was, you know, communication. We communicated, you know, throughout the entire game. If there was a time he needed to be or a place he needed to be, he was there. You know, just trying to be active, you know, just trying to be an overall, you know, effective player on the game.
Trey, you mentioned after the game yesterday the competitive spirit that you liked in this group and that was something about that. What specifically stands out to you on that front that gives you that feeling?
Well, you know, based off this team history and obviously their history against the Packers, it obviously hasn't been too good. And the one thing I realized throughout the course of the game is, you know, whether things were going good or whether they were going bad, we never gave up. And, you know, we kept fighting, we kept pushing, and we were looking, you know, for the victory, obviously. You know, we were seeking, we were trying to find it. Obviously, you know, we came up short. And, you know, I think that says a lot. That says a lot to build on. That says a lot as far as, you know, the group in its entirety, as far as the mentality-wise. And it's a lot to build on. I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to tell you that, you know, we're going to come out and fight the same way next week or the week after that. I think you have to pretty much gauge it on a week-to-week basis. And, you know, once you've established that, I think then you will know. But right now, it's definitely too early to tell. You just take it game by game and take it play by play. And like I said, you know, we came out and we fought extremely hard. You know, that was a great team that we played yesterday. We have to get better. You know, obviously there's a lot of things that we saw throughout the course of the game where we could improve and would have probably, you know, had a different outcome. And for us as Bears, I think, you know, we just need to come together and continue to grow as teammates, as brothers, and understand each other a little bit more. You know, that's going to take time. We didn't come in expecting to be perfect yesterday, but we did come in expecting to fight and to try to get a win at all costs. And I think we tried to do that to the best of our abilities. You know, we just came up a little short.
Secondary, what are the keys to making plays on contested catches, contested throws, finishing those plays?
Got to attack it. You know, you have to attack it. And I felt for a lot of times, I think, you know, he made some hell of a throws yesterday. And doesn't surprise me. You know, I've seen it before. But, you know, some of those throws he made yesterday, I was still like, wow. You know, he put those balls where only his receivers can come down with them. And that's something that, you know, we understood going into the game facing Rodgers. You know, he's, you know, in my eyes, one of the most accurate quarterbacks that I've ever faced. And in order for him to beat us yesterday, you know, he had to throw his perfect balls, and he did so. I think our guys contested well. I think they fought extremely hard. You know, great offense is better than good defense. And I think that's what, you know, was the outcome yesterday. Well, you know, the way I look at it, I don't think one man leads a group. I think, you know, all 11 men lead all 11 men, you know, once you're out there on the field. Obviously, you know, we can all look to another guy, you know, for strength, you know, for extra fight, for an extra push and motivation. But as far as leading, you know, it has to be self-inflicted. You know, if you don't have it inside, you know, you're not going to have it. And that's what it boils down to. No, it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what you know, McPhee may say, what Jared Allen may say. If you don't have it within, it's just not going to be there. So, but I'm very confident in this group. I'm very confident in the group that we have. I'm very confident in moving forward. And, you know, we're going to grow. we're definitely going to grow, and we're not looking to grow throughout the course of the season. We're looking to grow right now.
What about playmaking? Was anybody who just was more aggressive than you expected, or just showed up more, or seemed to be around the ball more than, than others?
I really don't know as of yet. You know, once I get back and you watch the film, obviously I don't think we were as aggressive as we needed to be as a defense. I felt like third down situations, I think we should have definitely done a better job of that. We got him a lot of third and long situations, and he was able to capitalize for whatever reason, whether it was completing a pass or scrambling or buying time. And as a defense, you know, in order for you to be a great defense, you have to be good on third downs. I mean, that's just set in stone. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, and you know, stabilizing, you know, that part of our game.
And Charlie, with the Cardinals on the schedule this week, anything that triggers in your mind with the 5 years you spent there when you came back and reflect on just the start of your career with them?
I had a great career there. I had a great time there. 5 years, had a great time. You know, went to a Super Bowl. That didn't end the way we wanted it to end. And had a lot of friendships there, you know, a lot of great bonds, some good ball playing over there. And, you know, that group was a lot like this group. You know, we weren't good, you know, my first 2 years there. I think we might have won 10 games in my first 2 years, and then we went to 8-8, then we went to the Super Bowl. So, you know, we gel and we gel fast. You know, we weren't always the most athletic team, we weren't always the most talented team, but we played together, we played fast. And we fought, you know, we fought with every inch of our body. And this team is going to get to that. You know, I'm pretty sure of that.
Petro, what was your impression of the way Vic Fangio called the game, how the safeties were used, and just kind of the overall game plan compared to maybe what you thought about
them? I thought it was a good game plan. You know, I didn't feel like that Aaron Rodgers, you know, in the Green Bay Packers, that they gave us a whole lot. You know, I don't think they gave us a whole lot. I think that, you know, they ran a pretty basic offense. And, you know, he was just looking for mismatches. You know, he was looking for the mismatches. And like I said, you know, he made some immaculate throws. And I think that's pretty much what it boiled down to. But as far as our game plan, I think our game plan was effective. I think it was a great game plan. And obviously, you know, as week to week goes on, we can improve it and we can, you know, and just, you know, see what takes place from that point on.
You mentioned how the safeties didn't get much action. Was there a reason for that?
No, there wasn't a reason for that. Just throughout the course of the game, I felt like, you know, personally myself, I just felt like, you know, there wasn't too much action. You know, there weren't balls really thrown down the middle. There wasn't really any crossing routes. You know, I think he was very poised and precise in what he was doing. You know, they ran a lot of pick routes. They ran a lot of just one-man isolation routes. And that's pretty much it.